Three points of application here today. Number one, reject selfish individualism. Reject selfish individualism. We have to run from that. We have to reject that. Number two, embrace Christ-centered community. Embrace Christ-centered community. We need that. We need that as a church. Let me just say, as kind of a side note here, as a church, as a pastor, all of us individually, none of us have arrived. Okay? And I recently had a conversation with an individual who has fallen spiritually in a major, major way. And he's picking up the pieces of what has gone on in his life. And I recently asked him, I said, as he's going through all of this, I said, can you, and by the way, he said, go ahead and use me as an illustration, okay? I said to him, what would you tell others who are going through some of the same temptations and things that you went through? And one of the things that came out as we were talking, as he told me, he said, I didn't feel like I had the freedom to walk up to someone and say, I'm struggling with this. Because the mindset was, you have to be perfect if you're here. You have to be sinless. And I just wanted to say, this is kind of a slight rabbit trail, but on this point number two here, I just want to remind us that none of us have arrived. And I want to remind us that this atmosphere, this church, is a safe atmosphere to say, I'm struggling. I'm struggling. I don't have it together. I want you to feel the freedom to tell others in this church of your struggles and be transparent with them. I need to tell you, whatever you have to tell me, I'm not going to be surprised, okay? Wherever you are in your own life, if it's me that you're coming to and say, I'm not going to be surprised. Because God's grace, this is why I'm not surprised. Because I know God's grace is always greater and can overcome whatever sin that we have. And so feel that freedom. That's part of the reason why we have community. We don't have community to say, oh, look at me, you know, I'm all together, right? Part of the reason we have community is so that we can help each other when we are falling down and lift one another up. And we need that. Second point, now the third point, find redemption from vanity through Christ. Find redemption from vanity through Christ and Christ alone. Thank you, God, for your word. Thank you for the truth that we have in it. Be gracious to us. Let us live out our lives in the context of community. Let us rest in Christ, knowing that you rescue us from the vanity of Solomon. We don't have to live lives in an unsatisfying world when we have you. We ask in Christ's name.